You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, this week has been a doozy. Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, I think it's fair for me to say this, and I think if you guys really look at it too, you can agree. With what's happening now, we are finally seeing the great humbling of the modern American woman. Oh, yes. From EBT and SNAP on the lower end of the spectrum to the degreed women on the higher end of the spectrum. This environment is changing. Or should I say, the stage is being reset. Now, gentlemen, here's the big caveat. You have to think further down the line. Now, the two topics that I want to talk about this week. The first one, I actually saw on Facebook. Now, I looked for actual articles, but of course, I decided to do a quick AI search, and it confirmed it, which was no surprise to me. But it was something that Eight at the Table put out. And it's about dating. So, gentlemen, strap in. This one is really, really damn good. In many metro areas, quote unquote, eligible single women ages 30 to 49 outnumber men, and it's reshaping the entire dating market. Boy, this is spectacular. But not in the reason you would think I would say it's spectacular. No. Now, when I saw this, there were two questions that came to my mind immediately. Who determines if these women are eligible? That would be men. And what are these women eligible for? Once again, determined by men. Now let's go ahead and break this down real quick. Ages 30 to 35. We know what years those are for women. Those are the Hail Mary years to try to get a kid, to try to bring a child into the world. Yeah, because we all know, even though women try their best to deny this, 35, geriatric pregnancy, or in layman's terms, high-risk pregnancy. The results of a pregnancy on the child, yeah, birth defects can skyrocket. High risk. Now, from 35 to 49, what can happen during those years? That's right, perimenopause. Yeah. That baby factory is going to start looking like a dystopian nightmare, just bombed out and depleted. However, once again, that is something that is also determined by men if they want to pursue these women. So yes, women 30 to 49 in major metro areas do outnumber men. However, what this article does not talk about is the men that have pulled out of the dating market completely. Yeah. Because you got to think, between these ages, you're not going to get a quality woman. The odds of you getting a quality woman are slim and none. Because more than likely, these women, at bare minimum, are going to be coming with a kid. You've heard black women literally tell single, childless black men that you need to be ready to be a stepdaddy. Yeah, no. No. Then you have to think if these women are coming divorced. So once again, who determines these women's eligibility and what are they eligible for? At the bare minimum, 30 to 35 are eligible to be baby mamas. Beyond that, they're only eligible to be pumped and dumped, which is what's happening to a lot of these women in this age range. And of course, they're pissed about it. You cannot go on social media without a whole lot of these women saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe it. Where are the good men? Where are the good men?" The good men are gone. Yeah. You can look at that trail of bodies behind you of men who you thought were not worthy of you. Men are willingly exiting the friend zone. That is another reshaping of the environment. Yes, men are holding the line. Men understand we have options. Yes, the environment has changed for us as well. And a lot of men, the easiest thing that they're doing, they're just sitting it out. They're saying, "Nope, I can go at this alone. I'm saving more money. I have more peace. My health is increasing. Why am I going to give all that up to bring a problem, a bill into my life?" So yeah. Now, of course, when I was looking at this think piece on Facebook, the comment section, oh my God, the comment section, yeah, men were not holding back. And of course, the bitter broads of America just had to make their presence known using the same old shaming tactics. It's like listening to an old Tom Likas episode where he would tell these women, "Dear, get some new material," because it's always the same thing. "Oh, you men just want to be with other men. You men just want to be gay. You hate your mama, blah, 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 blah." But yeah, these women, once again, act like petulant children, not getting their way. But yeah, more and more men are standing their ground. They're holding the line and they said, "Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do what makes me happy." Dealing with today's modern woman? Yeah. No. The quality is not there. So if I can't find a quality woman, guess what? Whatever option I choose, I'm going to choose that option. Either I can sit it out, I can get that passport stamped, I'll go with AI, I'll just pay for it, you know, whenever I can. Or like me, I'll just go ahead and go with the synthetic companion and call it even. Yes, ladies, men are holding the line in our own way. And you can't stand it. They hate it. Why? Because they can't manipulate men anymore. Once again, the environment has changed. Men have adapted. And a lot of men have said, "Nope, I see you for what you truly are. Thank you, social media. So now I'm going to deal with you accordingly." And yeah, women are pissed about it. Oh, well. Oh, fucking well. You brought this on yourselves, ladies. You made the bed. Lie in it, cold and alone. Now, the second topic that I want to talk about, as we all know, the reclassification of professional degrees. And once again, the bitter broads of America could not help but sound off all over social media. Now, I want to take a look, at this Newsweek article that was published, or should I say updated, on the 26th of November. List of degrees classified, not classed as professional by the Trump administration. Now, gentlemen, I want you to pay particular attention to something that I'm going to say. Students doing certain degrees may no longer receive the same amount of reimbursement for their studies now that the Department of Education is implementing various measures from President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. One measure coming into action is that whether a degree is considered quote unquote professional will influence how much reimbursement a student receives for their higher education. However, there are a number of what many see as professional degrees missing from the new list, such as a nursing degree, which sparked significant concern among nurses and nursing organizations. Under the term of the Big Beautiful Bill, the Repayment Assistance Plan will be brought in to replace previous programs. This means that the Grad Plus program, designed to help graduate and professional students cover educational expenses, will be scrapped, while the Parent Plus loans, student loans available for parents of dependent undergraduate students, will be limited. The new and simplified RAP will see annual loans for new borrowers capped at $20,500 for graduate students and $50,000 for professional students. This means what degrees count as professional and non-professional is now a determining factor in how financial support students will receive. Gentlemen, this is a resetting of the stage. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's go ahead and think about it. All over social media, you have women losing their minds. Oh my God, this is an attack on women. In particular, Black women who always wanted to depend on their degrees to throw it in Black men's face and say throughout society, Black women are the most educated women, which we all know is false. It's Asian women. But how is this a resetting of the stage, you might ask? This is not about today's woman. Hence why I said earlier, gentlemen, you have to look further down the road. This is not about today's woman. Today's modern woman, they're already cooked. You know what? Let me go ahead and rescind that. They're not cooked. You're not cooked, modern women. No. You're burnt beyond recognition. It is over for the modern woman. It is. No one's coming to save them. No one's coming to save them from their student loan debts. Those debts are not going to get wiped out. You see with the earlier article or the thought piece, there are more women in major metro areas that are outnumbering the men. More men have decided, you know what? I'm going to pull myself out of this dating market. And once again, social media, you have women all over the age ranges saying how bad it's gotten for them. 50-50 is not looking so bad, a lot of women are now saying. Hell, there was a video put out by Danica Marie of a woman literally saying, yes, I want to be with a married man. Yeah. Yeah. Now that has been dropped into the beehive. You always have women who will pursue married men. Mm-hmm. Once again, the environment is changing. The stage is being reset. Now, in regards to the declassification of those degrees, how does that affect the future? Well, here's a potential scenario. With more and more young men going into the trades and not going to college and not accumulating debt, more and more young women have seen what's happened to the older generations of women. And some of those young women are saying, nope, I don't want that. You even have hardcore feminists coming out and saying, I was wrong. I wanted a man. I wanted a family. It's too late for me. Yeah. Yeah. You have women now turning against the sisterhood of failure. They're openly turning against the sisterhood of failure. Yeah, that's a good thing. But all in all, the future, that's what this is about. This is about setting up young women to not have so much student loan debt. Think about it. Think about it. More states going 50-50 on child custody. More women being kicked off of EBT. The SNAP program literally being scrapped and everybody being told that they got to reapply for it. You cannot tell me that this is not the great humbling of the modern American woman. You can't tell me that. This is happening in real time, gentlemen. So yes, like I said, the environment is changing. The stage is being reset. Why? Because in preparation for the future. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just batshit fucking crazy. But when you look at the patterns, when you look at everything that's happening, you cannot tell me that this environment is not changing and women are not getting that society treatment that they used to get. Yeah, women being laid off. Yeah, the stage is being set, gentlemen. Women are going to have to go back to men. Now, whether men decide to accept them or not, hey, that's something I'm not even going to try to guess at. But yeah, the forces are moving. Society's being reset. And guess what, ladies? All of that power that you thought you had, that society granted you, yeah, yeah. Not anymore. Not anymore. Well, I rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think of the topics that I talked about today. Can you see the shift? Can you see the patterns? If so, let me know in the comments section. But for all you women out there who thought that society was going to continue to bend over backwards and make you the primary, while shitting on men? Nah, you better understand this, ladies. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. All that social power that society gave you, it's going out. Feminism, which has tricked you in so many ways, is now definitely on weak, shaky knees. All it needs is another good blow to completely knock it out. So that's going out right along with it. So yeah, ladies, welcome to the desert of the real. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.